Well, it might be interesting to start at the beginning, which is talking a little bit about my family. Yeah, I grew up in a family of four people, mom and dad and my older brother, Ted, and me. Ted is 7.5 years older than me. And from the time I was a child, I realized that he was special. Mostly, I think, in a very good way. His IQ was measured at 165 when he was, I think, about 13 years old. And, you're thought to be a genius at 140. So Ted was remarkably smart. He graduated from high school 2 years early. He went to Harvard University, ended up getting his PhD at the University of Michigan. By the time he was in his early 20s, he was a professor at one of America's elite colleges, Berkeley, UC Berkeley. Now, there was also some unease that I felt at times about Ted. I never felt the slightest unease in his presence. I mean, he was a good big brother, but he would isolate himself a lot. He'd spend long hours in his room. He had very few friends in school, and I remember asking our mother, what's up with Ted? Why doesn't he have friends, or why does he behave this way? She said that when Ted was a little baby, 9 months old, he had gotten sick, and they had to take him to the hospital. And in those days, families weren't very welcome at hospitals. It was like they saw the little baby as like a little machine that you fix, and they didn't want the parents getting in the way. So they were only allowed to visit 3 times a week for 2 hours. And it seems like, at least in mom's perception, Ted really lost something during that period in the hospital. I recall her saying to me once, David, don't ever abandon your brother. He probably doesn't remember the hospital experience, but abandonment is what he fears the most. And of course, at that point, I love my brother. We had such a good relationship. I was very moved by this story, and I said, "Oh, Mom, of course, I'd never abandon Ted."